Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment to stop in our busy lives and listen to God. Luke chapter 15, verses 20 and 21. While he was still a long way off, his father saw him coming. Filled with love and compassion, he ran to his son, embraced him and kissed him. His son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you, and I am no longer worthy of being called your son." Of all the stories that Jesus told, the parable of the prodigal son is the most famous, and it takes us to the heart of the good news. The son was a complete embarrassment. Can you think of anything worse than a son asking for his inheritance while his father was still alive? He then inevitably went off and squandered the money and ended up stony broke. He was so desperate that all he could do was to find a job feeding pigs. And for a Jew, you couldn't imagine a worse job because they were banned from eating pork. The people would have listened to Jesus with rapt attention, but they also knew how the story was bound to end. When they heard that the son had resolved to go back home and ask for a job from his father, they knew what was going to happen next. Any self-respecting father would give his son a hiding. He would punish him severely because everyone could see that that's what he deserved. But this father was different. Even though he had been horribly abused, the father threw his arms around his wayward son and welcomed him home. He then gave the best robe to him, put a ring on his finger and threw a big party. This is precisely the good news that Jesus came to bring. We have all strayed from God's ways and treated him appallingly. We don't deserve to be loved by God. Punishment would be entirely appropriate. But incredibly, God throws his arms around us and welcomes us home. Let me pray with you. Dear Father, thank you that even though we've done so many things that are wrong, you are willing to forgive us and give us a new life. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every weekday for Be Still and Know here on Premiere.